This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday, so that means we're going to be doing some things with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. That is Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli, both on the continental U.S. as we speak today. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Good. Okay. Now I know we're here. Okay, so what are we talking about tonight, guys?
Well, I'd like to offer a few points to get us all thinking about something, and maybe starting from this point of view. First of all, I'm sure that many of us listening had an opportunity today to tune in to President Trump, who's holding meaningful discussions on school safety. He's listening to all sides, all ideas, and all arguments from parents, from teachers, from principals, from citizens that, again, don't have a particular set mind. They're all looking for solutions. I personally feel blessed to have him as our president. Could you imagine the alternative? She would have just blamed the gun. Backed up by mainstream media, who's already flaming only the gun, and advancing the cause of gun confiscation to threaten each and one of every one of us, because we own guns legally. We're law-abiding, we're trained, we're responsible, but that doesn't matter. And the gun confiscation, we know, would do nothing to provide school or individual safety. And think about this, too. Almost everything we value in America is protected with a gun. Our banks, airports, transportation hubs, military bases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on the subject of school safety and protecting our children, the question I think we should be talking about tonight and some of the things we should be debating even on your program and bouncing around and throwing out there so that all your listeners can think about it, discuss it when they go home, and follow up again with that 202 number, is why are we not providing the level of armed security we need to protect our most important and our most valuable asset, our children, in the schools? Why are they gun-free zones? Why are they areas where there are soft targets, where there is not enough of armed protection, and why are we not advancing that topic? That's what I'm thinking about. And our article on Arbalest Quarrel, again, is reinforcing the idea that we need national carry reciprocity now.
Yeah. Although it would be, they also need to get rid of the gun-free zone. If
Absolutely.
They leave the gun-free zone in place, and even with reciprocity, the gun-free zone still is going to trump that, if you will.
That's correct. Yeah. We need to do that as well. Yeah. We need to do a lot of things. We need to not just talk about it, though. We need to get everyone, and I've been suggesting this, and I'll continue, everyone listening tonight, if you have not already done so, get your cell phone and put the 202 capital number in it, in your favorites, and call your congressperson and your senator and let them know how you feel about Second Amendment rights and school protection and school safety and children and gun-free zones and semi-automatics and every other thing that we've been talking about, and pass that number on to everyone that you come in contact with. And if we start calling up our legislators and they start hearing from us, they're going to realize that strength is in numbers, and we are together on this. But well, I agree with you, Bill. We need to. There should be no such thing as a school as a gun-free zone in school. That's a soft target.
This Florida case is a very good illustrator of the fact. I mean, the kids at the school knew it was going to be this guy. The teachers and the faculty of the school knew it was going to be that guy. The local law enforcement thought it was going to be that guy. The FBI knew about this guy, and still nobody saw him coming when he was coming. So answer number one, how do you prevent something like that? You can't. The only thing you can possibly do is be prepared for it if it shows up. And that means multiple armed teachers on every hallway. They would volunteer. They would do very well with it. The best combination is armed teachers and resource officers, because the teachers aren't cops, but the cops would be cops and the teachers would defend. That's item number one. Item number two, there have been semi-automatic rifles. I mean, the AR-15 is old technology. And, back when, when I was a kid in the 60s going to school, in the 70s, we didn't have school shootings. I bet you didn't have school shootings when you went to school, did you?
No, we did not.
There were no background checks. There were no nothings.
No. And a lot of this is being promulgated by the mainstream media, and I hold them accountable as well. And on the topic of trained teachers, instead of these young kids today, Action Now group that popped up in 24 hours, I'm marching on the Capitol on the 24th, again, going after guns and attacking head-on the National Rifle Association as the bad guys.
Right.
And that means me, too. I'm a deplorable because I'm a member of the National Rifle Association. I'm an NRA training counselor and firearms instructor in all disciplines. I'm a deplorable. I'm bad. I'm the enemy. Well, you know what? The training that the NRA provides to military, law enforcement, and civilians supersedes any other organization, and they would provide, they'd be happy to provide the training to school teachers and administrators that they need that would be even as comprehensive as is that most law enforcement agencies don't even provide their police officers because they don't have the funds and the time. And Roger and I are working on an article, and he promised he'll have it out tomorrow on our site, where we, and I'll let Roger talk about this in the next segment, we found some states in this country where they've instituted, firearms for teachers and trained them, and it's working out wonderfully. And even campus carry.
The Pastor program, I think, is the biggest of the programs out there now. That's out of Ohio, and now it's spread to Colorado. But there's 10 states that allow for armed teachers. And there's never been one of the things they talk about is, well, if we have armed teachers, what if a student runs in there, grabs their gun, and commits suicide?
Right.
Has that ever happened?
No. Not that I know of. What if doesn't mean anything to me. Responsible, trained gun ownership. I've been talking about this for over 30 years. Responsible, trained, licensed, law-abiding gun owners. I don't know of one that committed a crime with a gun.
Yeah.
I don't know of one. So
nope,
that's not an argument anymore.
Nope. Arbalest Quarrel. Well, they have their own website, and they publish prolifically on their own website. But in addition to that, they also are featured writers at Ammoland.com, where they also are prolific. They have spread out a little bit. I know that they have various allies out there here and yon, where they do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and they show up here. At Lock and Load on, both of them do, when Stephen is in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, talking about the things that are happening in the country as we go along. Did either one of you guys hear today where, and I know we're not going to be talking about this at length, but I do want to put the germ in your ears simply because you guys will take that and rip it to shreds. What's his name? David French wrote in the National Review about gun control policy that maybe should be considered by conservatives, And one of the things he brought up was the gun violence restraining order. And then Ben Shapiro, in a column on Town Hall, echoed him.
I didn't hear about it or read that. Roger, did you hear anything about that?
No, but I wanted to ask you, Bill. You said gun violence restraining order. This is, I take it, something new over and above the kind of restraining orders that a court will issue.
California has them, and what it basically boils down to is if they say it would be a family member, but California, it would get more expansive as it has in California. What it is like if you, Roger, know that Steven has a hot temper and, you know, he doesn't like it that the Patriots lost the Super Bowl, and he gets out there and starts talking about, I should go and blow them all away, then you would notify the authorities. The authorities will go to his house at that point and take his guns. And then within about 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever, then he would go before a judge. At that point, you know, the guns are already taken. And then that's when he might be able to get due process. But due process is very, very cleverly or very clearly subverted this way.
Yeah,
if they determine that he is a danger, that gun violence restraining order stays in effect for a year.
Well, that is taking place in New York City and probably other jurisdictions under the what do they call that when you have a domestic thing? Order of protection.
Well, that's what I was talking about. That's the usual type of
order of protection.
What's interesting about this is that we become then a nation of shoot flies. This was a problem with Nicholas Cruz. Supposedly there was a number of instances where the FBI was alerted to the danger that this guy may have posed. I guess the latest incident, I don't know if it was a student in the school, possibly, who had contacted the FBI, and they have failed to follow through. The problem is, how far do we take this? For example, an individual could simply say, boy, I'm really upset today. I'm going to go out and shoot my boss. And someone overhears that, and all of a sudden a call is made to the FBI. The FBI is now sensitized to this, or the local police are. They go over, and maybe he doesn't even have guns. Maybe they say, you know what, we're going to throw you in jail for a cooling off period. We run into a slippery slope here where basically this is fascism. Basically, it's a situation where children report their parents may report children. Regarding this gun violence restraining order, yes, that's nothing particularly new, but it's really frightening when a next door neighbor can make a call to the police, and it's usually a secret call, and the police come over to an individual's house. And he says, what's this all about? Well, we got a call. But from whom? Think about the need for a public trial, the right to face your accuser. And here's a situation where an individual can be denied not only his Second Amendment rights, but also his Fourth Amendment rights. And we can see the problem with habeas corpus.
Yeah.
An individual is just... it's a very dangerous situation that we would face.
Yeah, and that's the part I'm looking at. But I'm not for the gun violence restraining order. I agree with you that there has to be. But that's why I say, even with this preponderance of information we had, this school did nothing to prepare for this. They didn't do anything to prepare for this. Yeah, there's plenty of programs out there that now I don't know if they're legal in Florida or not to arm teachers in schools. I think they're now actually talking about doing it finally, but, you know.
Well, it goes against the grain. Obviously, the agenda of anti-gun movements is to get rid of guns, and it has little to do with preventing gun violence. It has everything to do with controlling society, controlling the population of society. That's what they want. That's what they're working for. That's what they hope that we would eventually have, a situation like the EU, where basically no one is protected. You have to rely on government to do the protecting. And that's contrary to, well, everything that we stand for: self-reliance, personal fortitude, personal responsibility. It just throws that all on its head. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, I just wanted to know if you guys had seen that. I took up the whole segment asking you that question. So we got about a little less than 2 minutes here. Set up what we're going to talk about in the next segment, if you would, please.
National carry reciprocity. Why aren't we getting more active on it? What's going on? Did everyone forget? Are we going to wait until it's too late? That's what I'd like to talk about. How about you, Roger?
Definitely. I'd like to point out very quickly that there was a bill way back in March 2nd, 2017. It was introduced by Richard Hudson in the House. It passed by a roll call vote of 231-198 on December 6, 2017. One day later, it went to the Senate. It was read twice, referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The president supports it. The NRA supports it. Law enforcement officers, rank and file, support it, and it's sitting in limbo. It's not moving.
Why?
It's going nowhere.
Why?
Right, why?
Why? Because we all have to call the 202 number and rattle our legislators. That's why. We are to blame.
Yeah,
we are to blame.
Hold on. 202-225-3121 is the number for the Senate. 202-225-3121, and the number for the House is the same but different digit, 202-224.
You don't need to call the House because the House has passed it.
Right, right. But just to keep that in mind in the future.
Sure. All right. We're going to talk about national reciprocity. Why don't we have it yet? That when we get back, talking to Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrelli of Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest's Quarrel, we're going to go into the national reciprocity thing. Why we don't have it yet, I'm wondering about that myself. Now, haven't I heard, do we think that maybe Trump is going to tie that to the NICS check that Cornyn so hearts and wants to pass?
You know, I did hear something about that. Actually, and I'm anxious to find out more about it. And I know Roger, as our genius research attorney, is probably gonna find it sooner than I will. But that's what people are talking about, and that would be very clever because I think that would be the way to go. I personally think, and I'm gonna again after I say one or two more things, I'm gonna let Roger loose on this, but I personally don't understand why we're not being more active on this. Every day that goes by, innocent lives are lost because law-abiding citizens cannot carry.
Can I postulate something for? And every time I postulate this to somebody, there's lots of people that say, "Bill, that sort of seems like a bridge too far." But I'm willing to put this out there. Is it possible? Do you think? Given, you know, we've had 25 school shootings of this type since Columbine. 98 people have died from it, including the one that happened in Parkland, Florida. Now, we knew about that then, and we've known about it for nearly 20 years now. Is it possible that, like we did with Fast and Furious, where we were sending guns to Mexico, and we didn't care what those guns did to anybody or something else, just to get some gun control down on the border states. Is it possible that this continues to go on because there's some people that don't want to do anything about it? It's good for them when this does happen, and they're pushing this. They're just looking for that one day when the cumulative straw breaks the camel's back.
I think you're onto something there, but again, I don't want to take the floor away from Roger.
Okay.
I will say this again, and I'm dating myself, but. I remember appearing on the Maury Povich show many years ago. I don't know if you remember or some of your listeners remember, but today with Google, you can Google it. The Long Island Railroad shooting. There was this guy on a railroad going out
Bernard
to Long Island, out New York, right? And he was in a car. A railroad train has a number of cars. They're all hooked up, right? So you're in a car. Usually the doors are closed and you can't get into another car for security reasons, so you're stuck in the car that you got into. Well, this crazy jerk stands up with a gun and decides to start shooting people. Well, I was on the Povich show and I said, well, don't you think it might have been a different scenario if one, if not two, law-abiding, licensed carry permit holders were on that train in that car and took this guy out?
Was that Colin Ferguson that did that? That's the Colin Ferguson shooting?
Yeah. In any situation, what I'm advocating for the first time, actually, because I always used to say it's better to have a gun and not need it than need a gun and not have it. Okay, let me get over that again. It's better to have a gun and not need it than to need it and not have it. I'm going 360. I now believe the solution, part of the solution, is more good guys and good gals with guns than not. I think that's the solution. I'm going to look at jurisdictions like Kennesaw, Georgia, but we need to go into the bigger jurisdictions, the bigger cities, where we can't really get the statistics because they're run by Democratic liberal mayors and they're sanctuary cities. These are the cities you can't get a gun, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. So it's hard to prove. But you look around the country, areas with where people are armed, a criminal thinks twice. No, he thinks three times before he's thinking of raping a girl or committing an armed robbery, because half the people in the store or in the streets are going to blow them away because they're armed. We need to get over this thing about guns are bad. We need to get guns in the hands of good people and have the NRA train everybody. And then I think that's going to be part of the solution. Roger, please forgive me. Take over.
No, you're doing a fine job. What I'm concerned about is why is this bill taking so long? There was an attempt, I don't know, there was actually congressional debate on it, of tying the National Instant Criminal Background Check System in with this National Handgun Carry Reciprocity. The Republicans were all for that, and the Democrats are not. Obviously, what they want is a clean bill, just like Feinstein wanted a clean bill for the DACA people. And I think that still would be the best way to go. But the question is, why is this bill, whether it's attached to the NICS bill, the beefing up the background check system, why this hasn't been acted on yet? What is the Senate doing? Look, we could have had this some time ago. If we're going to wait for a school shooting or some other a tragedy to occur, it's going to become that much more difficult, even though the answer really to these horrific acts of violence, as Stephen would say, you fight a fire with a backfire, would be individuals who are armed, who are trained in the use of a firearm to basically nip an attacker, as it were, in the butt or in the back. And therefore, we would avoid the kind of senseless tragedies that occurred. Obviously, the anti-gun movement is not interested in that. In fact, they thrive on this violence. What I found, and I want to go back to this because I think it really shows how propaganda works in this country. We don't have to worry about Russian meddling. We have enough meddling by the liberal mainstream media and Democrats in Congress that are flooding the airwaves and the newspapers with enough propaganda. The question is, how did this individual, this Nicholas Cruz, just happen to waltz into a school? I know in Ohio and in many schools throughout the state and throughout the country, those doors are locked when the school is in session. And to get in, it's similar to going through a metal detector as you would in any federal building. This individual had been expelled, and yet he happened to walk right in.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. That's a good question. I don't know if anybody's answered that yet. I have wondered that myself. Yeah.
Or even brought it up.
Yeah, the but arbitrary quarrel. They go out and they work these coalitions, they work out with these allies, all this other stuff. Very prolific on their own website. Featured writers at Amoland.com. Featured guests here at Lock and Load. Always trying to work the angles, trying to figure out why won't these guys do their job. I understand why Stephen leaves the country sometimes. I get it now. I completely get it. I just thought about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel is our hour. When we last left off, we were trying to figure out how young Nicholas Cruz managed to get into the school even after he had been kicked out of it.
Wait. We have breaking news. Breaking news.
Okay.
During the break, I was searching the various TV channels, the mainstream news channels, and I believe I heard something on NBC News with Lester Holt talking about these kids that I was mentioning earlier, these well-groomed, articulate kids who happened to, 24 hours after this tragedy, got together and started talking about their movement against guns and against the NRA.
Right.
There was, I believe, I heard something about one of these kids has a father who's an FBI agent. Well, I think we need to look into that. Well-rehearsed, totally anti-gun, threatening to look at every politician who takes money or supports the NRA.
Yeah.
Going to get you. And now we find out that his father was an FBI agent. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the kiddie squad. That's going to be the next generation of Antifa, and we'll see how they play.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to let the kids take over the United States just yet.
Oh, you took the wind out of my sail. Here I go. Sorry. How to break the news story.
All right.
Okay, I'm not going anywhere now. I'm going to let Roger and you handle it.
All right. Well, look, the only thing I would say about that is the fact that these kids are being well-funded and organized, obviously, by anti-gun groups and wealthy billionaires. I wouldn't be surprised if George Soros is behind this. You would see from their talking points, we got to get rid of assault weapons. We've got to have common sense gun laws. We've got to fight the gun lobby. on and on and on. And obviously, these aren't slogans that are something that they created. These are words that are put into their mouth. But getting back to national right to carry, reciprocity, there's basically two issues. One, we want to get something passed and passed quickly. Secondly, we want the right kind of bill to be passed. And what we want is something that does not become a national registry. In that respect, I was looking at hearing by, this congressional hearing in Jackson Lee of Texas. I believe he's a Democrat, had his own take on a national right to carry. And what he's looking for is a comprehensive database that would be a listing of individuals from each state who possess permits and licenses to carry concealed weapons. That would be absolutely anathema. The other thing he wants in his national right to carry bill would be a requirement that anyone who has a concealed carry permit who wishes to carry his licensed gun into another state would be required to contact the law enforcement of that state, giving the law enforcement 24 hours advance notice. Now, you can see what would happen. A person coming in.
Advance notice of what?
And, they would probably immediately be arrested. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But the thing is that there's so much dissension. There's no way that the anti-gun groups would find any kind of support for the Second Amendment that would be something that they, even though they say that they support it, that they really don't. And, I mean, there are these fanatics. I was looking at a couple. We have them in our article, the Stan Pfeiffer, for one, who actually worked for the
Brady campaign.
The Brady campaign, and he was an advisor to Barack Obama.
Right.
And now I guess he's a CNN host. And he's basically saying, we just have to get rid of all the guns. We can use Australia as a perfectly good example of a gun buyback program that works. It wasn't gun buyback. It was gun confiscation.
And well, of course, true numbers on that, they didn't get, I think they got something like 30% of the guns that day during that time. They did not get all the guns by any stretch of the imagination. That's what I love about these guys. They talk about these things without knowing what they're really talking about. If it happened in the United States the same way, we'd be looking at about 60 million taken, but there'd be another 600 million left.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, not to mention, of course, individuals in that country. I don't think there has been any statistics, or at least any that are really forthcoming. How many people were killed, murdered, because they didn't have a gun to protect themselves with? We know in our own country that even the most conservative of statistics by the FBI indicates that there's something on the order of 50,000 instances where a law-abiding citizen protects his or her life in a given year. And according to Gary Kleck, that number is probably much, much higher, into the millions. But again, the people that are against gun ownership and possession in this country, they don't care about that. There's another guy here, this Mark Jampol. He was writing for this website, Vox Populi, apparently a liberal website. And he's trying to make the case that to live in a civilized society, one has to give up rights. And he goes on
with a number of straw man arguments, which is really ridiculous. He says, well, look, we've given up the right to force ourselves sexually on other people. We've given up the right to murder someone else. We've given up the right to abuse children.
Did we have those for rights?
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, they were never rights to begin with.
Yeah.
And eventually they were codified into law as crimes. But they certainly were not rights. But he uses that as an intro for his argument. He says, I, for one, am delighted that all these rights have gone, because without these restrictions on rights and hundreds of others, we, the people, could not have a civil society.
Mm.
Civilization is all about restricting rights. When we are part of society, we agree to restrict our rights for the greater good and to protect ourselves from the harm that others would inflict on us if they exercise those rights. It's called the social compact. Rights change over time in the past many societies, including much of the U.S. had the right to own slaves. We don't today. So then he goes on, and obviously what he's getting at is, well, we got to give up the right to own guns, because in a civilized society, no one needs these anymore. Well, do we live in a civilized society?
No.
And what about criminals? And but they're not interested in that. We're about to
run into time, but one thing that I would point out that this guy wants. See, this guy's not anti-gun, Roger, because he wants to forcibly disarm people. So it would take guns to do that. So he's okay with guns being out there to disarm us. He's not anti-gun. He's anti-people.
Yeah, you're right.
So, anyway, Arbalest Quarrel, they show up here every Wednesday. Sometimes it's just Roger, because Roger doesn't get to go to the Mediterranean. Maybe one day, I think one day you should do that and not tell Stephen you're going, though. But they're here. Yeah. They're here every. They are featured writers at AmmoLand. They are arbalestquarrel.com. Check them out. See what they're talking about, because they take it, break it down to something you can understand, and that's good. Information is good. Thank you, fellas, for joining me this evening. All right. Hour number. Yes, sir. Hour number two is coming up. The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.